Oh, well. I have a few sponsors. Today's daf is daf Chav Ches, second parak. We have a double sponsorship this week. Number one, we're sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Dasko, Zeicha Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. We're sponsored by Judy and Howie Hahn, Zeicha Nishmas Hendel Bas Achav Yisrael, Hilda Simon. Shamos should have Elios. Okay, so we are now starting the second parak. Back to some Shkita stuff. So the second parak begins, starts with halacha that we've seen previously. Hashochet echad v'of. If you shecht one simen, by the way, the karnei veshes, one simen is sufficient by the bird. Shnayim v'behema, two by the behema. Shkitaso k'sheira, then the shkita is kasher. V'rubo shel echad kamo. V'rubo k'kulo, as long as you shecht rove. So you shecht rove of one simen by the bird, and rove of both simanim, it has to be rove of both simanim, because but Rav Yehuda Omer, people said, Ad sheyishkoch es havridin. You have to shecht the vridin, which according to the picture book, I think, of the jugular veins, and Tosos and the Rush, they all point out that the shochet havridin, Rav Yehuda is saying, is only going on the birds, and it's not midin shchita. It's midin malicha, of draining the blood. He says, because the birds, there's a lot of blood. In order to get the blood out, you shecht those veins, and the blood pours out. When it comes to the animals, most of the time, you chop up the animal into pieces, so when you chop it up, then you get the blood to come out. But, the Rush points out, if you're going to roast, you're going to roast the animal whole, you'd have to cut the vridim as well in order to drain all the blood. Okay. Chatzi echad ba'of. So half, which is not roast, but half of one simen by a bird, the echad v'chatzi behema, and he did one full simen, but only half of the second simen by the behema, shchitaso psula, the shchitas pasul. So it's not like, if you did the entire one and only did 50% of the other, so you only did, technically you did 75%, that's not good. If you do 51 and 51, you do 102%, that's kosher, because it has to be rove of each simon. Okay? So that's what Mishnah says, rove echad v'of, the rove shnai behema, shkitasa k'sher. It has to be rove of one and rove of both individually, rove of both by the behema, that makes it kosher. The Gemara is going to eventually ask, why do you have to repeat the halacha? We just said that. Okay, the Gemara says, hashochet. When you use the word hashochet, as we've seen a few times, hashochet sounds like it's b'dieved. Hashochet means d'eved in l'chachil alo. So b'dieved it's kosher, but l'chachil you shouldn't do it. Gemara says, but that doesn't make segue to lashon. So shnayim b'vehema l'chachil alo at kama lishon v'lizel. Shecht clear cutting both of the simanim and the behema. That's only b'dieved. How much you have to cut? It's a rhetorical question. Like what else would you have to do? You tell me hashochet is lashon b'dieved. And Rashi says, "Hashochet al karchak d'evin mashma hilka kashilon beis b'behema lechila lo sagi b'hachi bitmiyot." It's not enough to have two by the behema. Okay. So each two answers, Evi is same. So maybe the clearly the b'dievet hashochet being b'dievet is not going on the behema. So Evi is same with echad ba'of. We're saying hashochet b'dievet is kosher if you only shecht one simon by the bird. Look, you should do both. But yeah, but if you did one, it's kosher. Ibai seima a rubo shel echad kamo. Ibai seima hashochet. Meaning, but yeah, but is going on the second halacha of rove. L'chachil, you should do the entire simon. But yeah, but if you did rove, it's also kosher. But in the chanami, shnayim by behema is l'chachila. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, you're going to love these, all these drashas. Amar Rav Kahana, minayin l'shchita shehim min hatzavar. How do we know that shchita is supposed to be from the neck? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shachat as ben habakar. So that's by the korban chatos. That's talking about the whole idea of shchita is really learned from kachim, and then we learn it out from tehulin. He says v'shachat ben habakar. So he's tashes the word shachat to say mimakom sheshach chateyu. So shach, I believe, is lashon of being bent, right? So it's the place where it's bent, and chateyu means to clean. So you do the shechita at the bent place, and that cleans the animal, allows you to eat it. That cleanses the animal. Sheshach chateyu. Right, Rashi says sheshach shekofeif, which is bent, and chateyu means hechshiru lachila v'taharaso. There's a lishna achrina, but we'll go with the first lesson. So where do you do the shechita? Do you take it from the word? You do it by the place where it bends, and then you chateyu, and then you cleanse it, and you purify it for eating. So the Gemara then says, "Mimai dahai chateyu lashon didakuyehu." How do we know that the words of chateyu is a lashon of cleanliness to make it clean, to purify it? He says, oh, because it says by Negayi Batim, by Tzaras on the house, Dechsev V'chitei Esabayis. You cleanse the house with Dama Tzipur, V'mayim Chayim, V'tzipur Chayim, V'eitz Eretz, V'zov. So you cleanse the house. By saying Mehacha, another pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Tichateini Be'ezov Etar. You'll Chateini, which I guess means cleanse now, with the Ezov, which is the Hisab, like this. And I'll become, I don't even know what that is, but I see that word all the time, the Edhar, and then I'll be purified. So Chateini means purify. So the Gemara says, okay, you need some place that's bent, and that's what you have to use to purify. Well, there's another place on the animal that's bent, at least on those, right? The Eimim Yiznavo, maybe from the tail. It's also bent over, maybe on the tail. Right, the neck you can bend down, the tail is always bent down. So the Gemara says, Sach means it is currently bent. Michlal says, Zakuf Ba'inan. It implies that you need a place that is now bent, meaning it could stand straight. That's the neck. Neck you can put up, you can put down. The ha, meaning the tail, sach va omeru. It's always bent. It's never straight. So the Gemara says, ve'ema me ozno. Maybe you do it from the ears. Apparently the ears of the animal are bent. Sometimes they're straight, sometimes they're bent. It must be. Otherwise I don't know what the havamin is. But he says, ve'ema me ozno. He says, no, v'shachat, says, ba'inan dam ha nefesh. In other words, when you we're talking about kachim, when you shech the animal, you want to cleanse the animal, so you can't shech through the ear. You need a dam nefesh. The assumption is dam nefesh comes from the neck, right? So the Gemara says, okay.
So right in the answers before, when he was talking about the back.
The development. Tail. He didn't say the back yet. He just said the tail.
So why did you say the same
thing? He had another answer. Because I had a better answer. My better answer was, it doesn't fit with the words of the drasha. I had a better answer. So the ema, so maybe dekara va'azil adam nefesh. Okay, so maybe what he does is he shechs from the ear down till you get to the neck, but you start from the ear because you want a place that's bent. I got that from the ear. You need adam nefesh. I'll go down to the neck, but I'll start from the ear. So Gemara says, and Machlokas had to read this v'su. And another question you're going to ask: shehiya drasha halada hagrama igor minalim. Well, how do I know all those five halachos that we've been discussing? Right, shehiya, you know, the delay, drasha is placing. Right, chalada is machlokas, hagrama is if it has a nick, and ikor is pulling it out. So he says, Ela Gemara, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. So shchita min a tzavar nami Gemara. So shchita from the neck is also part of the thing. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. Ukra, I. So what do you say? The kra, you brought the pasuk though. You start the pasuk of shachata ben abakar. So what's the pasuk say? The mayas. So what's it come to teach us? The lo l'shave gistera. It tells us that we should not make it a gistera. Means you shouldn't chop the head off. You shouldn't make it into it seems. It's about two ways of learning it. Again, it's a machlokas Rashi Tosos. But the way Rashi learns, you don't make a gistera. Rashi says, shelo yachal kol hamafrekes l'shnayim. Don't chop the whole entire neck and the entire spine. Don't cut it off to make it into two. Okay, that was attempt number one. Attempt number two, Rav Yemer Amar, how do we know that shchita is from the neck? I don't understand. If we just established that's halacha l'moshe mizinai, why do we keep going through? We do it multiple times. They can try to get from the, I think there are five attempts to figure it out. So Rav Yemer Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vizavachta. Right, it says, what it says by the, I guess it's a Timre'e, I don't know where it is. Vizavachta, Mikhachar, Mitzoncha, Mimakom, Shezav, Chateyu. From the place where the blood flows, that's where you purify it. That's Chateyu. You purify, right? So Vizavachta, right? It's a play on the words. Zav, Chat, Vizavachta. So my mashma the high chateyu lishna de misbaru. How do I know that the lashon of chateyu is here now saying it's a lashon of breaking? Right. Well, I don't know why chateyu over there had to be a lashon of cleaning, and here chateyu is a lashon of breaking. All right. So he says midiksiv al tira v'altechas. Don't be afraid and don't break. Don't have your spirit broken. So chateyu is also that you break. So the Gemara says ve'ema michotmo. Maybe you should do the shchita of from the nose, because it says zav, a place where it flows. So the nose, you have stuff that flows from the nose all the time also. Not blood, but it's mucus, but I don't get it. Okay, right? He says, no, I need zav al yedei chitui. I need it to flow through the chitui, through the breaking, through the cutting of it. But inan, v'ha zav me'lav, the nose flows by itself. You have a cold, it just flows. So the Gemara then says, ema milibo, we want a place where the blood is flowing. You cut it, so cut from the heart. Cut from the heart, and the blood will flow out also. So the Gemara says, and again, the Gemara asks for Sue, and again, she addressed the Gemara, how do I know these five things? Ela Gemara, it's Lachlamot Shinoi, so Shkitim Netzavar, Nami Gemara, So then, okay, fine. So don't have machine. Therefore, what? So kra, the kra of zavachta, which you said zavichateyu, right? Lemayasa. What's that coming to teach us? The law, the shavi gistra, not to make it a gistra. Okay, so twice we prove it's alach moshe night. Attempt number three from
Sukkot. How does the
pasuk
prove we shouldn't make it a gistra?
Just that's
the
question.
Both words. What do you mean?
Because I think it, Rashi says the hachi mashma chateyu hotzi es damo v'sulo. Chateyu means just to pull out the blood and not anymore. Anyway, I'm not going to argue on these rashis. I don't know. Okay, so now a third attempt. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Beis Mensch Rabbi Shmuel, they learned. The pasuk says v'shachat, right, with a sin, right, with a shin. V'shachat, right? Al tikri v'shachat ela v'shachat, like to squeeze out. So, v'shachat mimakom shasach chateyu. No, so shachat here I think means something else. Shachat, no, that's chita. What does he say? Shachat. 1 second, Rashi. Shemotzi kol shasach. Oh, v'shachat, like sach, like siach, to speak, a conversation. Okay, he says v'shachat, al tikri v'shachat ela v'shachat. Mimakom shesachateyu, from the place where you speak, that's where you cut and cleanse it. So the enemy will show. So maybe it's from his tongue. It's also you speak. You could speak from the tongue. So you know, by ina dama nefesh v'leka, you need dama nefesh, and you don't have that by the tongue. The ema dekara v'azil ad dama nefesh. So maybe you start from the tongue and go all the way down till you hit the neck and get the dama nefesh. V'su and more so she drasha kol dagrom v'ikominala. And how do you know those? Ela gemara, that's halacha moshe v'sinai. Shkita minatzav nami gemara. It's also a lachem moshe sinai ukra. So the pasuk of b'shachat, which you learned as a lashon of sach, of the place where you speak l'may asa. What's that come teach us? Somehow again, it's come teach us dilo l'shavik gistra, not to make it into a gistra. You only cut that place, but you don't basically behead it. That was three attempts. Okay, attempt number four. V'tana, we learned it at Braisa. V'tana ma'is lemehacha, learns it out from here. D'tanya, Rechia said, minay l'shchita minatzavar. How do we know that shchita is from the neck? Shneamar, this is by the parsha of Ola. Okay, v'archu b'nei Aaron hakohanim es hanisachim. B'nei Aaron are going to place on the mizbeach the nisachim, which is the nisachim, not nisachim of wine, it's nisachim of the sacrificial parts, right? The parts es harosh es hapader ala eitzim on the trees asher leish on mizbeach. So that's what's talking about. So the Gemara is basically going to ask, well, what's going on? It says you place all the parts on the Mizbeach, and then the Pasuk pulls out the roach, the head, and the pader, and the fats. Why are those mentioned separately? Why were they coming to include or exclude? She'ein tamud lomar esh ha-roach ves ha-pader. Why would you not have thought the roach and the pader? It's already included. Ma tamud lomar esh ha-roach ves ha-pader. Why did it say the roach and the pader? Halo roach u-pader b'chlal kol nisachem ayu lama layatsu. Well, the roach and the pader are included in all the parts. Why does it come out specifically? Lefisha Nemar, because it says beforehand, which I think is two psukim beforehand, it says, V'hifshit es ha'ola, v'nitach osal ha'secheha. You skin, you flay the ola, and then you place the parts on it. So the Gemara says it's mashra, that only the parts of the ola that are chayuv in skinning, the flaying, that's what you put onto the, then it goes in the nisachim. So, ein li ela nisachim sheyesh la mechlal hafshata, minayin l'rabos es harosh, shekfar hutas. How do you know that the rosh to put on the mizbeach was already separated from the animal? Tamud lomar v'es rosho v'es pidro v'aroch. Put the rosh and the pedra is the fats. You don't skin everything. You don't skin fats. Those are, you know, skin. So he says tamud lomar v'es rosho v'es pidro v'aroch. So it says that you put the head and the podarim on the mizbeach as well. You might have thought not to put the rosh and the pedra on because they're not skin. Tamud lomar rosho v'pidro.
Martik. It's still at the edge.
What?
Still
eventually, it gets it's still attached to shchita, but it gets detached when you're placing the parts on the mizbeach. That's a good point.
And then they chop it off.
Okay. Yeah, but later on in the process. But you're enoch anami. Okay. So Mar the first says. Mar says mitika amar the es rosh shekvar hutas, right? Michlal de shchita min atzavar. Right. It says the fact that the rosh is separated must mean it's from the neck. I guess that's because that's where you separate the head from the body. You separate from the neck. So the Gemara just asks a side question. He says the first time, there are two psukim. There's rosh peder, right? There's a rosh v'sa pader. And then the Gemara says, Tamaloma, rosh shov v'pidro, which is another pasuk. So why did it switch psukim? So the Gemara says, Tana, pasach v'rosh shov pader, u'masayim v'rosh shov v'pidro. Why does the Braisa use different psukim? So the Gemara says, all right, enachanami, v'hachikamar, this is how you read the Braisa. V'nayin l'rabos es harosh, that it goes on to Mizbeach. Shekvar Hutaz, which is already separated, Talmud Lomar, as Harosh Gesa Padar. Okay? Because it says he puts the Rosh in the Padar. And then, the Rosh of the Pidro Lomali, what does Rosh of the Pidro teach me? Mi Boy Lay comes to teach me, with Chedasanya, we learned a different Braisa, Minayil Rosh of Pedar Shekodmin Lekol Nesachim. How do we know that the Rosh and the Pedar come before all other parts of the animal? Talmud Lomar, Venisach Osol and Sachov. There's Rosho, there's Pidro, and then V'Orach. You put V'Rosho and Pidro, and then you put everything on. So yeah, it's two separate psukim. One is to teach me that it gets cut from the neck. The other is to teach me that the Rosho and the Pidro go first. Okay? So that's fine. You all talk. So now I understand why it says Rosho. Right? It says that the Rosh. You had all the Nesachim. You would have thought only the things that get skinned comes in for a Rosho. To teach me, you put on the Zbeach. Well, what about Pedar? Peder kama the kasa rachman alamali. Why do I need the fats? That's also part of the other nesachim. What would I have thought about the fats? Right. So the Gemara says mi boil in chetanya. It's basically you need the first time it says peder based for the brisa that teaches us ketzat u'ose. What do you do when you do chofe es hapeder al beis hashchita? You sort of take these fats and you cover the place of where you shechted. You make some sort of covering with the fats over the beis hashchita. And then ma'aleyu, and then you brought it on the mizbeach. V'zeu derech kavod shalmaila. If that's according more kavod, as opposed to having the animal put up with the makom of the shechita revealed, you cover it up with the peder. Fine. Okay. So now that was attempt number four, and that seems to actually stay somehow. I don't see it, but that seems to stay. And then the Gemara.
Where does the bed come from?
The what? In
the
animal.
Where? I mean, when you shaft it, there's...
You open it up, you cut up the animal, and you take out the fats.
Oh, you're cutting it up?
Yeah, you're cutting it. That's what we're talking about. You're taking all the parts and putting them in the Zbeach. Okay. Right, so that was number four, and that seemed to actually stick. But they didn't go back and forth and say, it's Alech Lamosh Misinai. Now, Gemara attempt brings another attempt. The high Tana, Maise La Mehacha, and the following Tana learns it from the following Braisa, okay? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, this is the end of the Parsha of Tuma Nevela. So when it comes to the Nevela, right, the Nevela is an animal that's not shafted appropriately, it's just killed. So Nevela creates Tuma. It creates Tuma by an animal, and the Nevela creates Tuma by touching it. By a bird, it creates Tuma if you swallow it, even if you don't touch it, it's forced down your throat. It's called Tuma Beis Hablia. Okay, so Titania, it says at the end of the parsha of Tumas Nevela, Zos Torahs HaBehema VeHa'Of. This is the Torah of the Behema and the Of. So they're comparing the Behema and the birds. V'chi Be'ezu Torah Shafta Behema LaOf. Well, what's the comparison between the Behema and the Of? Right? V'ezu Torah Shafta Behema LaOf. Of the Behema. They're not the same thing. Behema Metama V'Magal Masa. The Vela of the Behema becomes Tame if you become Tame if you touch it or you carry it. Of Eina Metama V'Magal Masa. The oaf is not mitame if you touch it. It doesn't make you tame. But nevertheless, oaf mitame begadim beis habliya. Oaf you're mitame, even if you don't touch it, if someone forces it down your throat, you never touch it, that will you become tame. Behema ain't a mitame begadim beis habliya. But if somehow you swallow the behema port, a small piece, it's stuck down your throat and you don't even touch it and you swallow it, you don't become tame. So be'ezit Torah shafsa behema la'oaf va'oaf la'behema. So what way does the Torah comparing the behema and the oaf and the oaf and the behema? So the Gemara says, must be lo malacha, must be teaching you, ma behema b'shchita, just like the behema becomes tahor from nevela through shchita. We still don't know where shchita is yet, but it's tahor through shchita. Af oaf b'shchita. So to the oaf, doesn't become tahor from the nevela, except unless it's done b'shchita. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're comparing the shchita from one to the other, well, let's compare shchita all the way. So just like the behema has to be most of two of the simanim, afkan, so to here by the bird, it should be birov simanim. So Talmud Lomar, the Gemara says, no, it says by kachem, I guess it says zos Torah sabehema. So the extra word zos is the teaching you that when it comes to shechita, right, it says zos Torah sabehema both. So it's only this is what you compare to. They compare to the fact of shechita, not the details of shechita. Again, these are the drushas. That's what the drushas are learning out. Zos teaches you that it's only teaching you the fact of shechita, but not the details of shechita. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, wait, no. The Ezo Torah shafsa behema l'of the behema. Where does the Torah compare the behema to the of? and the oath to the behemoth. Lo melacha ma'of hechsherim in a tzavar. They tell you that the oath, how do we know the oath has to be from the neck? Behemoth hechsherim in a tzavar. So to the behemoth from the neck. How do we know that the oath is from the neck? Because it says molok mul orpo, which is from the neck. Problem is, that's from the back of the neck. So the Gemara says, that's from the back of the neck. Afkan mimul orif. So too by the behemoth, it should be from the back of the neck. If you're making the comparison. No, so Talmud Lomar, because it says by the Chatas Oaf, Umalak es Rosho mimul por below Yavdio. The Rosho means only this one gets its butt from the back of the neck. It teaches you it has to be done from the neck, but only this one gets done from the back of the neck. Rosho so zem mimul orif, vein Rosho shall achar mimul orif. But not the other one, the behemoth is not from the mimul orif. I don't know, once you're pulling it away, doesn't it take away the whole drasha and then, okay. Yes, but that's what he learned from. Fine. The Rabbi Eliezer was learning this now from Mimul Orpo. Hi Zos my Avile. When it says Zos Torah Sabahema Va'ov, previously we learned Zos means that only the Behema has two simanim and the bird does not. They're only compared to the Shechita, not the detail. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word Zos? So he says, I love Zos. If not for the word Zos, Hava Amina Ma'ov B'Siman Echad Apahema Siman Echad. Had not been for the word Zos, I would have thought that just like a bird can do one simon. Again, we don't learn anywhere about the one simon, two simon, and for the birds. Okay, just like the bird has one simon, so to the animal have one simon. Kamashwan the Torah says Zos, that Zos teaches me that only the method is the same, but not the details. Okay, so the hekesh that says by behemoth to oaf would also be the makor for shechita from the neck, because the malika is done from the neck, even though it's from the back. So to the shechita is done from the neck, but from the front. I like the first three, which gave me the Lach Moshe Mesinai. They tend to work more, I bet. The Lach Moshe Mesinai, and that's it. Again, I don't understand why. If you have the Lach Moshe Mesinai, right, but if you have the Lach Moshe Mesinai, and I guess, is it not agreed that you have the Lach Moshe Mesinai? Because if you have the Lach Moshe Mesinai, what do you need the Psukim for?
Right.
So is everything a Masorah?
You always try to do that.
Right. Yeah.
It's a Safter rather than a Raya.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's one thing to say, okay, make the drush on the pasuk. But halacha moshe mishinai is something that was passed down. It was a mesorah for all the way from the beginning. So A had the mesorah and B didn't have the mesorah. That's what goes to
psukim.
We do. We ask all the time. All the time.
I
don't. Okay. All right. Right. It doesn't say smachta here. Here it says it's the drusha. Okay. Now the Gemara brings them another makor. Now the brothers bring a source that by a bird. You only need one simon. So Tani Bar Kapara learned, right? Zos Torah Habehema Va'Of. Again, this is the Torah, the Behema of the Of. It says V'Chol Nefesh Achayo Rameses B'Mayim. All the live things that are in the water. So now you have a comparison. You have in the pasuk, you go from Behema to birds to fish. The birds fit somewhere in between. So the birds similar to the animals, the Behemos, but similar to the fish. Which way does it go? So the Gemara says, "Hitil hakasuv laof bein behema ledagim." The Torah compares the bird to the behema and to the fish. So the chayva was neshimanim yeshar shreikar hukash ledagim. Let's read the Gemara. So the Gemara says to say that you're chayiv to simanim, you can't shrei hukash ledagim because the bird's compared to the fish and the fish don't have any shkita. So then the bird shouldn't have anything. The potro below claw to say that the bird doesn't need any simanim cut. Ef she can't do that either. Why kfar hukash? Lebehema, it's also compared to the behema. What do you do? We split the baby. Haketzad, hechsheru v'simenach, and it's enough to have one. It can't be none, it can't be two, because it's like a fish. It can't be none, it's like the behema. So we split the baby, and we say that one is enough. So then the Gemara says, Dagim delav b'nei shchita ninu minalon, that which we all know, that fish do not require shchita. Where did you learn that from? Maybe you have to cut the head. How do you know that fish do not require shchita? So Ilema, maybe you'll say Mishum Dutziv, the Pasuk says, Bamidbar Perkin Aleph, Hatzon the Abakar Yishachet Lehem Umatzalehem. Right? And it's called the Gay Hayom Yasef Lehem Umatzalehem. So all the cattle you'll shecht and it'll be found for you. And all the fish in the sea you'll gather and it'll be found for you. You see from there, Asifa Ba'alma Sagalu, all you have to do is gather the fish, you don't have to shecht it, because it changes from the lashon of shechting to the lashon of Asifa. So Elamayata, if that's the case, if the Lashon of Asifa teaches you that you don't need Shrita, Gabe Slav, when it came to the birds, the Slav that came in the Midbar, it says, Vayasuas HaSlav, and they gathered the Slav. Hachanami, the Lav, Shrita, and you tell me that also the Slav didn't need Shrita? Vahamart, we just proved that before, leprocho below klum efshar shorkush behema. We couldn't say no shchita by the birds because it was compared to that to the behema. So you have the lush. You say, if you're learning it from the lashon of asifa, that doesn't that can't work because lashon of asifa applies by birds and birds require a shchita. The Gemara says no. It's still going to learn from lashon of asifa. There's a major difference if a pasuk bedavka changes the lashon from A to B. It's in the same pasuk for item A. It says v'shachar, and item B it says v'asaf. As opposed to where in the slav case never changes it. That's the word that's used. It doesn't specifically change the word. So he says hasam lok siva sifa b'machom shchita. When it comes to the slav, it doesn't change the word of shchita into the word of sifa. All right, the hasam lok siva achrina b'machom shchita d'achrini. Right. Rather, it's a standalone word. But hacha, by the fish case, is that ksiva sifa the makam shchita the achrini. Instead of using it, bedafka changes the word in the same pasuk. It changes the word, so therefore a sifa by the fish teaches me that I just need a sifa. I don't need shchita. The sifa by the birds doesn't teach me anything because what it could have. It's a standalone word. It's not going to teach me anything. That seems to be the drasha. What, the fish? So maybe by the fish you have to take it out of the water,
yes.
And then you would have to cut the head.
Yes.
So maybe you would. Comes the boss to tell me, I don't. Okay. Yeah, you can smack it against the side of the bathtub, right? That's what they used to, from my grandmother, to take it out of the water. Yeah. All right. That was disgusting.
So is a fish in a veil?
What? No, because the veil is only something if it's not shechted.
Right.
And fish doesn't require shechita.
So fish can't become an avail?
It's impossible. How? What's the process of becoming an avela? Once you gather it, it doesn't need shchita. The avela, by definition, is something that's not shechted. The fish doesn't eat shchita.
And it's also not reserved by fish.
What?
Not
sorry, there's no.
By
fish? Okay. That's later on.
To rent a neighbor?
What?
What?
The Shabbos is done.
Does a fish have a neighbor?
Yeah, sure it does. You bite off a fin, you bite off something. Okay. Okay, weiter. Doris Ove Galila. The Ove Galila is the name of somebody, made a drasha. Behema shenivres min hayibasha. This is awesome. So he says the animal, the behema, which is created from dry land, hechsheru b'shnei simanim. That requires two simanim. Dogim shenivru minamayim, fish that were created from the water, hechsheru below klum. You don't need anything, they don't need shchita at all. Ov shenivru min harak rekak, the bird that was created from the mud, I guess so to speak, which is a mixture of water and dry land, hechsheru b'simen achatz. The Marshal points out that anything that's closer to the ground seems to have more life force in it. Yes, so the behemoth from the ground has more life force in order to kosher it. You have to do a bigger thing, which is getting both. That seems to be what's going on.
What
Rashi,
do you mean the
rukak? It's mud. It was. It says b'simen acha behem v'o. All right. So he says v'ot sha'alu. So what's going on here? V'ot sha'alu. So v'ot sha'alu. If you look in Rashi, it says v'ot sha'alu, and it's like halfway. V'ot sha'alu kont. Rikon ha-hagmon es Rama Gamliel. There was this hagmon, there was this general who used to ask Rabbi Gamliel a lot of questions. Right? He asked a lot of questions. Ahim Bechoros. They're all in Daf Hei in the Gemara in Bechoros. Tosafot points out, yeah, they're all in Daf Hei in the Gemara in Bechoros, but he's all asking the questions of Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, not Rabbi Gamliel. So, figure out the girsa. Right? And Vegam Zo Sha'alu. And this is another question that this person asked. V'hachi Tanya Mishum Gror De'ofos. And it's brought here because of the whole idea of the birds. Right? Tosafot points out, he says, "Perish kontrikon ha'agmon es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'lo k'moshe perish kontros es Rabbi Gamliel, u'b'chol duchte di'ika v'ot shalu ale kai v'af agav v'o maisi hasam k'mo bo b'yom sh'b'chol ashas tavi b'yom sh'mini b'yom sh'mino es Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah." He's saying, even though it's not written there, that's the same. It's the same. From Rabbi Gamliel. Well, there's no girsa here. Here it is v'ot shalu. Rashi says Rabbi Gamliel. Tosaf says it's not Rabbi Gamliel. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'ot shalu. Kasev echad omer. One pasuk says in Bereishis, "Vayomer Elokim," God says, "Yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya va'of yofeif." From the water should come out all the things in the water and the birds. So it's mashma alma mimaya ibro that the birds were created from the water. Then another pasuk says in Parak Beis, like in Creation Part 2, right? It says, "Ksiv vayetzer Hashem Elokim min ha'adama Kol chayas hasadeh, that's kol of Hashemayim. And then he brought all the birds, right? And he calls it all the names. So he's mashma from there. Me'ari baru, right? It says that Hashem created from the ground all the chayas hasadeh and all the birds of the heavens. So which one is it? Were they created from the water or they created from the ground? So Amar lo, so Rambam says back to him, min harokok nivro. Both. It's created from the mud, from the muck, from the mixture of the water and the water and the dry land. So Ra, so either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw Talmida Mistaklim Zebazeh. They were looking at each other like, really, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So he says, Amar lahem, kasha beinechem shadachisius oivi bikash. It's difficult for you that I answered my enemy with a soft answer, with nothing real. So he says, I'll give you the real answer. Min hamayim nivro. They're created from the water. That's what they're created. V'lama hevin al adam l'kros lehem shem. And it says over there, why they bring it, the next pasuk that we said, it says, V'yotzar Hashem akim in adama kol chayas asada. And then there's kol for shemayim he brought to adam. I mean, they put the comma in a different place. And it doesn't mean that he created them from the ground. It means that he was just bringing them to adam to call them by names. And the Eish HaOmrim, and some say the complete opposite, the Eish HaOmrim b'loshon acher, amar lo oso hagmon. He said to the hagmon differently, which was that this different distinction that he really created them from the water, and he explained the pasuk differently. Who beloshen harishon amar lahen le talmidov, and he responded. So the talmidim like the answer, and he answered the talmidim the real answer is that it was the first answer, which is from the mud, right? Mishum deksiv al vayetzer, right? It says vayetzer elokim in adama, I guess. Which means it was actually created. It says Vayetzer in that second pasuk, means it was actually created from the ground. So the real answer would be that he was created from the mud. You pick and choose. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Rav Yehuda says the name Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Ein shkita l'ochin haTorah. Shkita of a bird is not halacha midoraisa. Shefting a bird is only a din derabanan. According to this shita, min haTorah, you kill the bird, it's not an avela. It's going to be a problem because don't we have the time of Beit Sabliya, but he says it's not halacha midoraisa. Anyway, maybe he says it could be also you have to. Anyway, you kill. And let me rephrase: the shchita, doing shchitas, but you still have to kill it through the simanim. But you can do other ways. Shneamar, because the pasuk says this is a pasuk by Kisoy Adam. The halacha Kisoy Adam is when you shecht. Sorry, the halacha Kisoy Adam is that when you shecht a chayo or a oaf, you have to cover the blood. Nice. It's very difficult, Jeff. It's difficult. You'll see. All right. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Ish mibnei Yisrael min agir garbas acham asher yatzut chayao ofo asher yachel v'shafach. Right. You pour out the blood. That from the moment you say you offer, and it gets covered. B'shvicha ba'alma sagi. So what is going on here? Here it says if you shecht the chaya and the oaf, right? The shechita is sufficient. Just pouring out the blood. You don't need shchita. You just have to get the blood out. That seems to be. So wait a second. Chaya like tzvi and ayal are also included in that pasuk. You just said from the pasuk, it says you want to eat it, it's shafach es damo, and then you cover it. Oh, just shafach. You don't have to shecht it. Just shafach. Well, okay. But what about chayos? You just told me only birds don't need shchita. But the pasuk you're bringing me would prove that even chayos don't need shchita. So ihach chaya nami. So the Gemara says, no. Chaya itkish lit psulei hamukdashim. A chaya will require a shkita in the Torah because it is compared to a behema that became pasul for the mizbeach. Right? Because it says by, Rashi points out, it says by the behema that got a mum in it and was pasul from the mizbeach that you have to redeem it and then becomes mutter to eat by a hedgehog. It says, b'sharecha tochela, b'sharecha tochlenu, hatamei v'ator yachtav, katzvi v'chayal. So katzvi v'chayal is compared to, and just like that animal requires shchita, so too the tzvi and the yal require shchita. So basically I have one pasuk that seems to exclude chaya from shchita, and another pasuk seems to include it, and we're taking the one to include it. So the Gemara says, of nami itkish l'behema first. But we also know the bird is compared to the behema, which you saw earlier today, which had the ksiv, zos torasa behema v'of. This is the Torah of the behemoth and the oaf. Make a comparison. That's shchita. So I could say that bird also requires shchita. So the Gemara says, oh, but haksiv v'shafach has damo. It says in the pasuk, you just have to spill the blood without shchita. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So I have v'shafach has damo, which the pasuk is talking about the birds and chayos. Then they have each, for each the bird, and the chayah have another pasuk that seems to indicate that it will require shkita. But you specifically choose that it's the chayah that's required shkita. The Gemara asks, umach chazit shadi le'al, oh, shadi yachayah. So why are you taking vishafach and putting it on the bird, put it on the chayah? It's the same way that you could exclude one, include one, you can do the other. So Gemara says, no, stavra, it makes sense to say vishafach has to mean something. It makes sense to say vishafach is talking about the bird, not the chayah, mishum the solak minei. Because the closest animal listed in the pasuk closest to the word v'shafach is the oaf, right? Because the full pasuk is again ish v'nei Yisrael minagir gar v'shalchom asher yitzud seid chaya. Two words later is oaf asher yachal v'shafach. So oaf is closer to the word v'shafach. So that's what they say. So it must mean that v'shafach is going on the oaf. We have the comparison to behemoth. I don't know. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda just tried to prove that birds, midoraisa, don't require Shita. So Gemara is going to ask...
What about a chaya? It's like behemoth?
Yeah, because it was ukhuk, it gosh, the psulim ukdashim. So it does require Shita.
So you have to cut both...
Yeah. Right, it's compared to the behemoth ukdashim. The pasuk said, katsidu chayal. V'sherecha tochlena. Right, it says itgush lipsulim gashim, and the Rashi pointed out the pasuk is b'sharech dochlenu tameva tohar yachtav ketzvi chayal. So just like the psulim gashim requires shkita, so too the tzvi chayal will require shkita. So now the Gemara says, okay, you're trying to say that birds don't require shkita. So let's bring a question from the din of kisui hadam. So meisvei we have from Brisa hashochet v'nisnavlo biyado. So you do shkita and you just do it wrong, right? You did the shkita wrong. You didn't prove it. You didn't do it purposely. But you messed up, and it comes in the Deila. And so too, Nocher, someone who's Nocher the Simonim, I guess I'm not sure, the Ame'aker, and he's Oker them, Pater Milikasos, you're Pater to do Kisur Hadam. If you do the Shkita wrong, you're Pater to do Shkita Kisur Hadam. Now, Iya Marta, Ein Shkita La'ok Min HaTorah, Nichiroso Zo, Hi Shkitaso, Liboy Kisur. If you're telling me that the birds don't, two things, according to you, shchita, no need for shchita. Number two, there's a halach of kisur adam. So when would you require kisur adam? If you just do nechir, you kill the bird. Why is the Mishnah here saying, if you did the shchita improperly, you do not require kisur adam? If according to you, just killing the bird is what makes a kashim midoraisa, so that's when you would require kisur adam. Let's read it again. Iya marta ein shchita l'of min haTorah nechiraso. Just pulling out the simanim zohi shchitaso. That would be shchita v'liboy kisui, and it would be kisui. So the Gemara answers. Wait a second. Who says it's talking about the birds? Mi svart ba'of lo b'chaya. It's not talking about the birds. That Mishnah is talking about a chaya. What's the other animal that requires kisui adam? A chaya. If you do the chaya, we prove requires shchita. If you do it shchita incorrectly, then it doesn't require shchita adam. So Mari asks another question on Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma. I guess, what time is it? No, we'll do this last one, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. So Tashma, Hashochet, someone who's shechting something, or he's killing something that requires Kisur Adam, meaning a Chayarov. Hashochet, Vitzarach Ladam, and he wants the blood. He needs the blood for something. For laundry, they used to use it as a detergent, whatever, he needs the blood. Chayav L'chasos. He's still chayav to do kisur adam, meaning he's shechting the animal, but not for ichila purposes. He's shechting the animal because he wants the blood. Right. So, for whatever reason. So, nevertheless, you still do kisur adam, meaning kisur adam is not dependent on whether or not you're shechting it for eating. Just the fact that you're shechting the chayav or the oaf requires kisur adam. So, tashma, shochet v'tzarech adam, chayav likasos. He has to cover it. So, ketzad yosef, he wants the blood from this animal, what should he do? Because he's going to have to cover it with the dirt. He's going to lose the blood. He says, what does he do? O no charo, o okro. Either you pull it out or you rip them out, you do something in a way that you make the shkita not kosher, therefore you can use the blood because you won't have to do kisur adam. So my la ba'of. Are we not talking about a bird? And you see from here again that if it's a bird, right, the kabai leilid me lin nikara. You need, it's a bird, what do you need the blood for? You need the blood for lin nikara. It's some sort of, I think it's some sort of detergent. Somehow you make it into a detergent, I'm not sure. What? To protect it from moths. Ah, okay. All right. So it's a repellent. It's a moth. Right? It's off. You need it for you make off out of it. Okay. It doesn't work. Right. So my love, the oaf, the kabayli, the made the ninkara. So therefore, you see what that you if you do the bird, and you don't do the shkita properly. So you can use kisur adam. You don't need kisur adam. Must mean that shkita is deraisa. Because if it wasn't d'oraisa and you could just kill the bird anyway, you would still be required kizir dam. There's no law b'chaya. You need the blood. Talking about the blood of a chaya. You need the blood of a chaya. The kaboyle l'dmei l'laka. So here I think it's the color to use it for pigment for a dye, right? So right, sorry.
Lacquer.
That's what it says?
No.
Oh, okay. You need it for a laka. Oh, I see. You need it for a dye. So therefore, if you kill the chaya in a non-shkita way, then you don't have to have a problem with kisur dam. But the bird, maybe you don't even need shkita to begin with. This Mishnah is talking about a chaya, it's not talking about a bird.
There's
there's no rai here against Rabbi Yehuda that a bird requires shkita.
So okay.
We're not
eat the meat?
Sure, we're not.
What? Well, you're saying here if you need just the blood.
Yes, it's not about
Tashmis. Throw away the chaya, the rest of the
right, right, but you're doing it for a purpose. You need the blood. Otherwise, you're going to lose the blood. Because you have, if you shecht it, you need to do kisur dam. So as long as there's a purpose.
I thought that if you kill an animal, it's because you need to eat it.
We kill animals for leather. We kill animals for...
talking about a kosher animal.
We kill kosher animals for leather. We kill kosher animals for other things. As long as you need it for some purpose, it's not bal tashkas. Right? So that's... So stop here. So Gemara's... What? Right. If you want to eat it, then you need shrita. So we're going to pick up tomorrow. We're going to ask another question. We're going to ask another question of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, we're in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that Shkita's Ophos is not Midoraisa. Okay.